News now of what may be the oldest reference to Jesus ever found by archaeologists. It is a limestone box with an inscription on it in Aramaic. It's the subject of an article in the magazine Biblical Archaeology Review by a French scholar, André Lemaire. The magazine's editor, Herschel Shanks, joins us now. Mr. Shanks, what kind of box is this, and what does the inscription on it say?
Well, it's an ossuary. It's a bone box. And in the first century A.D., Jews buried people in caves in Jerusalem. And after a year, when the flesh had fallen away and decayed, they would take the bones and place them in a box called an ossuary. And this particular ossuary has an inscription on it in Aramaic that reads, James, the son of Joseph, brother of Jesus. In Aramaic, it's Yaakov bar Yosef, Ahui de Yeshua.
How old is this inscription on this box?
There's no question about the age of it. It's in the first century A.D.
And where has it been all these years?
Well, presumably it was in a cave in Jerusalem for 2,000 years. But about 15 years ago, it came onto the antiquities market. Somebody found it, supposedly, reportedly, in the village of Silwan, which is part of Jerusalem, an Arab village. And it's honeycombed with these caves. And whenever they change a road or change a pipeline, they come upon these things. And it was not recognized for what it is until this great scholar, André Lemaire, was in Jerusalem and accidentally met the owner who asked him to look at it, and he immediately realized the potential of it.
If this, in fact, is authentic, if it's from the first century, if it indeed were a reference to the family of Jesus, how much does that alter the historical record of Jesus' life?
Well, the New Testament says in several places that James is the brother of the Lord or the brother of Jesus. And there's a question as to what that means, brother. If it means, according to some people, that it's the son of Mary and Joseph, if he's a younger son, then it's a problem of Mary's perpetual virginity. If it's an older son, then the virginity of Mary is symbolic or metaphorical to indicate her purity as appropriate for the birth of the Son of God. And there are other Christian streams that say that James was the son of Joseph by a previous marriage. And finally, there's the Roman Catholic tradition that brother really means kin, and that James was only a cousin of Jesus. Now, if this is the ossuary of James, it creates a problem for that interpretation, because it clearly says that Joseph is James' father.
The assumption here is that if somebody were were named Yaakov or James and was the son of Joseph and the brother of Jesus, that would lead us to Jesus of Nazareth. Are the names so unusual for those days in the first century that it couldn't be
No.
another Yaakov named whose brother was Jesus and father was Joseph?
They are common. All three of these are common names, and we've figured out, André Lemaire has figured out the statistics, and we know the approximate population of Jerusalem. We know the percentage of the times that these names appear, and there are three or four other people who could be James with a brother Jesus and a father Joseph. But the clincher in this case is that it's on an ossuary, and it's very unusual. In fact, there's only one other case where a brother is mentioned, and when a brother is mentioned, that means either that the brother was responsible for the burial, which would not be true in this case, or that the brother was prominent and that the deceased was associated with him.
Herschel Shanks, thank you very much for talking with us
today.
Thank you. Herschel Shanks is the editor of Biblical Archaeology Review.